Welcome back. You're in the closet.
Excuse me.
You're in your closet.
I'm in the closet. Thank you very much.
Otherwise, in your closet.
Otherwise, I'm in the closet. We got some breaking news here.
Yeah, right.
Pet Shop Boy exclusive.
Exclusive coming out.
the Clawfus. You need to come. You need to record Andy's Girls here. Yet. You have to come. You have to. It's an extravaganza.
I need to go above 14th Street.
Yeah, you're in Brooklyn. What's the point?
I think bad things always happen to me when I go above 14th Street.
What kind of bad things?
No, just like, it's just like not it. Oh. It's just like, not it.
The bad thing is you get bored. That's the terrible news. That's it.
Hey guys, welcome back to the B-List. I'm B. I have a special guest with me. She's a return guest. It's probably like her third or fourth time. Her name is Sarah Galley. She hosts her own podcast called Andy's Girls. You might know it. Hi.
Hi. How are you? So good to see you. I feel like we haven't chatted on a pod in a minute.
I know. Well, you had me on your Thanksgiving one. And if you guys, even if like, I feel like sometimes these are like not necessarily always evergreen podcasts because it's like a lot of current events and stuff. But that one is pretty evergreen. Like that's, you're going to laugh no matter what.
It was unhinged. It was totally unhinged. It was you, Katie from Bravo Batch, our pals, Katie from Bravo Batch and Dylan from Bravo
who
by
was
Batches.
Just on here recently.
She told me that. She said she had a great time.
It was fun. She doesn't really do a lot of them, so.
I know. It was an exciting moment for both of us to get her on the pods.
Angela Bassett did the thing. I just had to do it once, and that's it. It's out. I'm not doing it anymore. I don't want to talk about it. I've seen too much of it already online. I just need to get it out myself. I think that's the first time I've ever said it out loud.
Can I just say... Angela Bassett did the thing. I feel like such a bad ally. So I've seen that moment over and over and over again. I've seen like a cut of the performance, but I haven't seen the full thing because I felt feelings and I was like, I just was like, oh my God, because the audience reaction was tough. So I haven't seen the full performance because I was, you know, I just felt for her. That was a tough, and she was doing a lot. Like, good for her.
She was doing a lot. That's why she was huffing and puffing.
I know. When you lose your breath and there's nothing.
She never got it back.
I know.
She ain't getting it back.
It's tough. Neil Patrick Harris kills it with that stuff on the Tonys. It's very, very, very tough to do.
It is. Melissa Gorga, though, outperformed.
Wow.
At that little festival thing she was at in season 4 or whatever.
The festival. So. Or Kim Zolciak's.
We're going to get into
party.
Melissa Gorga in a bit.
I bet we are.
We're going to get into it.
I bet we are.
Real quick, just a couple of things. Police are looking for Euphoria star Angus Cloud for his involvement in an alleged hit and run in Los Angeles. How do you feel about it? Do you care?
Well, the way you set up that sentence with the police were looking for you, and I was like, what?
Oh, no. Did you hear also in the background? Did you hear the cops in the background? Did you hear the siren?
I did.
There was a siren right then.
I thought it was the fashion police. I was like, they found out that I've been in sweats 24/7 for months. Do I care? What was it for? What did he do? He was...
Hit and run.
Was anybody injured?
I don't know.
Okay.
No, probably not. We hear about it.
Well, hopefully no one was injured. I mean, you shouldn't hit and then run. Breaking news, right?
I wonder who her first housewife that hits and runs is going to be.
Oh, I feel like...
Gina.
I feel like Kirsten-Eider. Isn't that terrible? But I feel like that's maybe already happened. Has that already happened?
Yeah, definitely. Oh, who's a housewife that's like definitely committed murder, but no one's found out yet?
I don't know. I feel like Heather Dubrow's got some skeletons that we're never going to find out about. That woman.
She's like, she's giving like Dexter. It's like Patrick, female Patrick Bateman.
I would not want to. I actually think she's like kind of an icon. I would not want to piss her off. Absolutely not. That house is so big. Do you know how many secrets you can bury?
It's so funny when she came onto that show, her whole bit or her whole persona was literally based on her being kind of like, I'm a classy East Coaster. Mm. And then you see the decor of her actual house that she spent years designing. And I'm like, this looks like a Cheesecake Factory. It's like the decor and like the weird glass and the marble. It's like, it just goes to show money cannot
buy you class.
Yeah.
I always call it, what do I call it? I call it like a Ritz-Carlton in Aspen. It's like devoid of any kind of energy or warmth. Like I watched, did you watch Heather's Closet where she, or no, Heather's Home
Tour? Also her fashion sense as well, because it's literally just like, she just gets name brands as long as they're black. She's going to wear, same thing for Bethany.
I was about to say, same thing for Bethany. It's like this kind of like soulless YSL thing where it's just, it's a lot of money and it's,
and
you know, it is what
it
is.
And I can say this about Bethany and still love her. As you know, I'm a Bethany apologist for a lot of things, but I can still drag them about these things. You know what it's called? It's called understanding two things at the same time. Walking and chewing gum. A lot of y'all bitches online need to understand. And we'll get to that. Because when we talk about Melissa versus Teresa or Alexia versus Adriana, well, maybe not Adriana, but Nicole versus Larsa is a perfect example. And we'll get into it. We'll get into it. But that's, it's called nuance, right?
I mean, it's called like multitasking with your mind and soul, right? The ability to, the worst kind of stand-up to me is where someone like refuses to acknowledge that the sky is blue because your favorite cast member is like, it's orange. Like it just, it's tough. Yeah. It's tough. It's tough to not people be able to shitty. Have a conversation. Yeah.
People have bad taste. It's okay.
No.
A lot of the things that I find funny are usually like a dichotomy of some me disliking everything about someone, but finding really one trait of theirs that I find irresistible or like, you know, like funny. You know what I mean? Like, I always go back to Mary Cosby, but it's like, obviously she's a scammer, clearly a terrible person, hates the world. But I love her. But I need her. I love her in my life. You know, it's like, it's so many. Yeah, I don't know.
Can I ask you, do you want her to come back? Like, would if she.
Yeah, I need her.
For her.
Yeah, I need her.
Because I guess she's going to be a friend of, right?
She's going to be a friend of, apparently. Yeah. But we'll see. I hear that things are changing up for Taylor and Gina. I heard that they're going to. Who knows what happens with Taylor and Gina on OC? I heard that they're like.
Switching?
Who knows until this stuff comes out? I don't even know what to believe anymore.
Wait, let's go back. I feel the like, Taylor and Gina, like that Gina would be friend be of and Taylor might be full time. Yeah. You know what? God
but
bless.
Again, that's what I
hear. Whatever happens, as long as it's good TV, I truly do not care. I don't care about the title.
I know.
Look at Miami. It doesn't matter. Titles don't matter.
It doesn't matter. Let's just have it.
Right.
Let's have fun.
Just it's give just me like good TV.
Been, if you see too much stuff online, I start to feel like a QAnon. It's like QAnon. It's like, it's too.
Well, Orange County's the franchise for that.
Yeah, well, the QAnon capital.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about your lists. Let's get into that.
Yes.
Everybody, as you're aware, each week we do a little list. I have a couple of things. Mine are cute. A couple points. But I'm interested to know what Sarah's list is this week. Things that you're obsessed with.
Okay.
Things that you're feeling right now. Or even things that you're maybe not feeling.
Well,
whether it's fashion, pop culture.
These are all things that I'm feeling. I'm feeling them very much. Number one, the Traders UK, the United Kingdom specific Traders.
Okay. And it's online, right? It just like already,
It's online. It's on Peacock. They also have Australia's version, which I haven't watched yet. But I have to say UK, it's all like regular people, not reality TV stars. They don't mix celebs or Bravo lebs and us normal folk. It's like all normies. They're all incredible. You will laugh so hard. Yeah. It's a great, great finale. I literally watched it. I had that stomach virus that everybody's been getting. And I watched it literally in a day. I watched 12 episodes in a day in the fetal position.
I can't do it.
Why?
I can't do it.
Why?
I watched one episode of this one.
Oh,
and I was
really?
Like, I've talked about it on here. I'm not big on competition shows.
Yeah, I hear you. I just don't.
It's not my format. Mm-hmm. But I get it. It's like exactly what Brandi Glanville, well, she shouldn't be on anyone's television at this point. But that's kind of the perfect thing for someone like her who's too self-produced, and she's perfect on a show like that. Big Brother, give her something like that. I'm not going to watch it. It's just not my thing.
I hear you. Well, I have to say, for anybody that liked US, really highly recommend UK. Also a great host.
Yeah, I feel like probably a lot of people that listen to this podcast let's watch it. So
yeah,
because they don't listen to a fucking thing I say. So I'm just here talking to a brick wall. So then I'll be like, I don't like this, and then someone's online like, you have what is it, notoriously questionable takes. I'm like, wow,
who said that?
Some actually not even a listener, or probably maybe isn't a listener. I don't know, someone random on Twitter. We'll get into it in a minute. I'll talk.
Yeah, it's on your list. It's on your list. I'm into that.
It's one of my lists. One of my top things on my list is that it's my birthday weekend. Well, my birthday was last week.
Okay, mazel tov. You know, happy birthday. Yeah. Happy birthday.
But I didn't really do something big. I just did like a small brunch. But because I have, I got a house upstate this weekend. So I'm going to go with a bunch of friends and it's going to be fun. It's going to give like old school Berkshires. I said everyone, the dress code for packing is kooky and crazy and cozy.
Oh my God. Are you going to do one of the murder mystery nights with the naked chef or what? Are you going to do, God forbid, you don't have a 1920s party like every season of every Housewives franchise.
Right? Yeah, right. We're not doing that, but we are doing a ton of other things. We're going to see the sights. We're going to be in Woodstock. So it's going to be.
Oh, so nice.
It's like a town over from Woodstock, but it's like chic. It's like people go antiquing there, that whole thing. I want something relaxing. There's like, we have a jacuzzi hot tub at my house thing and a fire pit and an indoor fireplace. It's like a nice house.
I mean, honestly, that sounds like a phenomenal birthday to have and like a great way to celebrate, but also just like celebrate friendships. How many people are going?
Six total. Perfect. Yeah. And then I have one friend coming up just for one day on Saturday.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. Are you like cooking? Are you going to go out? What are you guys going to do?
We are going to cook the first night and, pepperoncini chicken. I want to do like an Italian thing.
Ooh.
Have you heard of the pepperoncini? Pepperoncini's having a moment, by the way. And that's actually one of the things on my list. Have you seen this? If you're not really on TikTok like that, right?
I do not understand it. God bless.
Well, you should.
I know.
You'd love it.
You get that's caught what I in, like, hear. Fashion TikTok I, it and, scares you know. Me. It scares me.
Stevie.
Hello, puppy.
She's like staring at a wall. Pepperoncini's having a moment. Everyone's just now discovering pepperoncini, even though, like, you know, us, we've known about it forever. But like pepperoncini on pizza, pepperoncini chicken, pepperoncini martinis is a thing at some new restaurant in Columbus Circle.
Wow.
I forget the name of it. Someone who's listening is going to kill me, but there's like some popular new restaurant in Columbus Circle that makes a pepperoncini martini. Doesn't that sound delightful?
You know,
I love a martini.
I am such a lightweight. I once got.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I can't. The first time I had a martini, it took me literally 4 hours to drink it. I'm not even kidding. I had to have two friends come to the Carlisle to like help me through. I can't. I'm a Champs girl. I'm a Prosecco, Champs, Cava, call it a day. I can't do.
I'm so like a hearty New Yorker.
Oh my God,
like,
I can't do it.
After work, I like a martini or two.
Do you make them at home? It's so chic when I see people
I
do
can.
That. Yeah, but why do
I
you
can,
want to? You don't
but
want to.
I prefer to. It's just like, you know, I have places that make my favorite ones. Mm. So once you start going somewhere and they make your favorite martini in New York, it's like.
There was a place that you posted. You don't have to say the name of it. You posted it forever ago. Mm-hmm. And I remember I messaged you and I was like, that place looks so fucking romantic and lovely. And we were like, we're going to get drinks there. And then we never went. But it's somewhere in Brooklyn.
Bernie's. It's probably Bernie's.
Okay. It will look so
like,
cute. Checkered.
Yeah, it's very like homey, kind of like cozy.
This one wasn't super cozy, but it was like a cute, like, honestly, it looked like a really great like date spot, like almost like a wine bar vibe. There'd be no way for me to figure out. We'll figure it out. But I could see their martinis. Their martinis I could see being great, whatever that place was.
I'm sorry, you guys. Hold on one second. Stevie, come here. What are you doing?
We have a friend of. Like, come here. Little puppy friend of.
Nothing. No, she's like half blind. So she just walks around and bumps in. Yeah, so, you know. Stevie,
poor
come here.
Stevie.
What are you doing? Oh, nothing. Okay.
Okay, just chilling. Are you bringing Stevie this weekend?
Oh, of course. Yeah. Bring her everywhere.
So sweet.
She's going to love it. New places to bump around into. New things to bump into.
Always an adventure.
Okay, what's your second thing?
Okay, my second thing is, I know you're going to have thoughts on this, and it connects to my third thing. But
I'm not done lying about this man.
Shut the fuck up.
Stop
number
lying
one.
To yourself.
Literally, I you're so, so wrong. Awful. So my second thing is The Last of Us associated with...
emphasis on thing.
Shut up. Associated with Pedro Pascal culture. I am a proud member. I want to fuck that man and I want to marry him. Like, I think he is the perfect guy, and he's an incredible actor. Like he's everybody's falling in love with him, are falling in love with him because for many of us, it's the first time we've seen him deep dive in a show. I haven't seen Mandalorian, and I unfortunately haven't seen Narcos. So this is like the first time I've seen him in a big, big showy performance.
Yeah. Listen, I enjoy him on the show.
Are you watching the show? Are you watching The Last of Us?
Yeah, Last of Us.
How are you not? Because you told me you were like, he's not attractive. And I was like,
and listen, maybe give me like another season and maybe I'll probably like, because I'm fake. I'm like, I switch up quick. I'm like, feel one. Hey, Stevie, I switch up one day.
Oh, my God. Little pup. Well, the thing that confuses me.
Who knows? But
you sent.
It's just like, I feel like everyone's lying, though. That's the issue with me right now. I feel like everybody's lying, getting online every day. They're like, that's my husband. That's my husband. It's like, you don't like
me.
Him.
No, literally, I am literally obsessed with
him. I get you liking him because you like Chris Manzo. So
amen. Like, number one, number two I'll multitask if I need to. The thing that I think is interesting. So you sent me you texted me a photo of him on like a red carpet, like being very like stylish and like a little sassy. And you were like, people need to stop lying about this man. And I thought to myself, oh my God, B needs to watch The Last of Us. Because that's where people are like wanting to fuck him, like ideally without a zombie around. I thought you had only seen red carpet pictures of him. You hadn't seen him in like his full character mode. So the fact that you have and you're still not attracted to him is fascinating.
I don't like most men.
Well, so I mean, who does? They're awful. Men are garbage. Men are trash.
Yeah. I just, I don't know. I don't like most actors anyways. For some reason, I just like don't typically, I don't know. It's like a thing. I don't know.
Well, let me tell you what. He is the one for me. I literally, I'm not even joking when I say I'm like fully obsessed with him and trying to figure out a way to do some sort of little chit chat. Because I love that show. Yeah. I'm obsessed with that show. Every day when Sunday night finishes, after I watch the little behind the scenes featurette, I am counting down like how many sleeps until a new episode. I'm a devout supporter of HBO, so they've got me every day.
I was falling asleep a little bit on that last episode. Wow. But
oh my
God. That was just, to be fair, I was just tired. I was reading my new Brady Easton Ellis novel.
Your new what?
Brady Easton Ellis novel.
Oh yeah, which everybody's reading.
Yeah. But I'm not far enough to even tell you.
Oh, I was going to say, how is it? I feel like everybody's reading it right now.
I'm like pacing. It's like taking forever.
Well,
it's like,
that's okay. So what's your next on the list? What do you got?
Jin Shaw's locked up. It's been since she got locked up since the last, or maybe. Yeah, she hadn't quite been locked up yet when I talked to Katie. So, she's locked up. I'm super excited. Haven't seen her name once in my timeline. I know I'm talking about her here and that kind of counts, but this is the last time that we need to clink, clink, and she's out of our lives.
Here's my question for you. Do you think that the cast, noting when they started production on the upcoming season, next season, do you think that they filmed with her before she went away?
I know they didn't because they started filming on my birthday, apparently. So,
wow.
Yeah, that's what I'm told.
Interesting.
Things can always switch with production. I haven't really checked in, but I'm told that they started filming on my birthday.
Mm.
So, and that was after she was locked up.
Wow, that's interesting because they timed it seemingly.
I know Dana's back.
You know what's so terrible? For a second, I was like, who's Dana? Like, yes, got it. That's not really, it's like neither here nor there. There are so many issues with that cast right now. And just like,
they better figure it out.
I don't know how they're going to when you have two major splits.
Yeah.
And it seems like based on what Heather said in press stuff, she's interested in moving forward with Whitney. I don't know where Whitney is. And Lisa and Meredith are like donezo. Like, what are you going to do when you have a cast of four plus whomever is new plus returning friends of plus Mary Cosby? And these people like hate each other.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
Makes no sense.
I mean, it's.
Mm-mm.
What is Mary? I mean, I'm mostly excited for Mary's solo scenes. That's my whole thing. Like, just filming the closet again. But her with actual human beings, that's to be seen. I don't really know how that's going to really kind of suss out. But good luck. Love Heather Gay.
Yeah. So question for you, because I don't see, mm-hmm. I feel like I haven't seen you talk about this a lot on social. Uh-huh. What do you think happened with the eye?
Oh, I literally don't care.
You don't.
Like, at this point. Like, I'm like, I mean, yeah, I fell down, drunk. I'm like, let's, it's like,
so,
it's so,
yeah.
I mean, I really haven't, like, I thought about it when it first happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I swear she told me, like, when I first, because when she first came on this podcast, I think I asked her, because it didn't hit me until after she was on. And I was like, oh my God, what about this black eye? Because I think the trailer for that had just mm-hmm. dropped literally the day of or the day before. And then she told me some really, like, roundabout, convoluted story, right. but without really giving a full right. answer.
There you go.
But to be fair, as long as she's safe and healthy, I really don't, like, care. I think that the storyline is just so drawn out and so, like, weird. And
yeah, she laughed when Andy said that at the reunion. He said,
you know me,
I
give up
safe.
On stuff. Like, right, I don't, you do. Like, everyone's like, what do you think about Erica Jane? And I'm like, I don't care. Right. Lock her up or don't lock her up. I don't care. I'm tired of Erica Jane regardless. Like, lock her up or don't. I'm just like, what is she bringing? It's like, I like Miami right now because it's like so low stakes.
Yeah.
And we're fighting about kind of like silly stuff. And it's just like old school again. And it's something I can turn on, turn off, talk about on Twitter, and the bad people haven't found it online yet. You know, the ones who
ruin
like
it.
You say something and they're like, fuck you, right. you disgusting person. And it's like, it's literally a show. Like,
yeah, this is the golden age of Hollywood is what we're watching right now, where it's like essentially yeah. almost indisputable that this is a fantastic season, and essentially yeah. everyone pretty much feels great watching it. And I think, you know, Heather obviously had a tough season in the eyes of the audience. And I think mm-hmm. she certainly recognized it, I think, by the Q&As that she's been giving during her book tour. And we'll see what happens. Yeah. I want Salt Lake City, the first
people
two seasons.
People want to love Heather. People love Heather and they don't want it. I don't think anybody wants her off the show. There's maybe a small, like, loud few, but.
But you also don't have to love someone to want them to stay on Housewives. Like, she could be entering her villain yeah, era yeah. and that's okay too. Like, people love to have opinions and takes about Housewives. We just don't want to feel like, you know, there's stuff that's being made into a joke that isn't funny.
Give me
you
just
know?
1 second.
Yeah, go for it. Go for it. Poor Stevie.
What are you doing?
Sorry about that, everybody.
Please. How is the pup? Duty.
She's good. Just needed to put her in her bed. Okay. What's your next one?
Next.
Wait, is it mine? Wait.
Yeah, you go next. Okay, you yeah. go next. Okay, yeah. I think that was The Last of Us.
Tiki Torch guy from Charlottesville. Remember the guy who's like screaming with the Tiki Torch?
Oh, yeah. Did he die,
shirt?
Maybe?
He died. I'm so excited.
He died. What happened? Sorry. Do we know what happened? Was he sentenced to jail? How did I know that
he
died?
No, I don't even think he was sentenced to jail. Is that so terrible to say, guys? I don't know. He's a fucking Nazi, and Nazis always need to die, so I'm good. Like, Nazis need to, like, I'm sorry.
Can you?
Nazis got to die. There's literally no other way.
I love that it's considered, taking out the death part of it, I love that it's considered a hot take on social these days to be like, you know who's not great? Nazis. Like, that's considered, like,
I know, that's like
an opinion that's
point,
absolutely
right?
Like, I've had people message me, and I'm a literal Hebrew, being like, here's yeah, some reasons why you're wrong. I'm like, all right, cool. Let me just throw my star and call it a day. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm never going to like, not. Yeah, I'm always going to want them dead. The only good Nazis are dead Nazis to me.
So, I mean.
He was quite literally screaming with a tiki torch saying, you will not replace us. I'm like, okay, bye.
You know, bye. No. Shalom means hello, goodbye, and peace. So he's getting two
and
of the three, or one
like
of the three.
Can be rehabilitated either. So, you know, that's not really that point.
Yeah, I don't even know what's happening these days. And did you see that a couple of the, like, neo-Nazi white supremacist groups are putting together a day of hate this weekend, and New York is one of the places, if not the place, that's being targeted. So
disgusting,
completely. And it's just, it's like It's literally, I don't know where we are right now. And we're both New Yorkers. And the first preview of Parade, the upcoming Broadway revival, got hit with neo-Nazis outside protesting the story of a Jewish man who was wrongly accused and then
it's fucking
lynched.
Disgusting. And what I hate is that people outside of New York always think that New York itself is changing. No, the city is, these people are always, almost always coming in from an out of state or some weird fucking bumblefuck or weird upstate or even, you know, Long Island or something.
Some of these people are homegrown. Some of these people are New Yorkers who feel a certain way or, you know, have been influenced by what they're seeing online and they feel more comfortable sharing their hatred, which is so scary.
I just want people to understand that not the like the vast majority still of New York is like, so it's not like you're walking around.
Yeah, no. Yeah, we're like, literally, we don't care. We truly do not care.
The first person to punch a Nazi in the face is a New Yorker. So like,
it's yeah, I mean, I feel like a lot of the New Yorkers are honestly rolling their eyes like because it's terrible. And as a Jewish person, if you see something, say something. But like also, It's these people are they're horrible, awful, I would argue evil people, but it's like they're also, you know, jokes. So I think that's a part of it too. Like New Yorkers truly at the end of the day don't care about your ethnicity, your religion. They just want you to walk fast. That's all we want at the end of the day.
They don't care. They just want you to move out of the train doorways.
Truly,
when the train is,
do not stay like, in the middle of the door making up your mind. Like left or right, babe. Left or right.
Also, fuck you. You know?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you. Fuck you.
Totally.
You
know? Like, I mean, we may have a difference of political opinion, some of us, but we both all uniformly, both sides, any side, understand that Bill de Blasio is a piece of shit and Eric Adams sucks.
Yeah.
So we have to unify around. That's what we got.
I wonder what Eric Adams is doing this weekend.
Going out to the club, I'm sure, to some sort of private, to what is it, Casa Cipriani, Zero Bond?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, that literally one of his stops that night. He's probably like, oh, God.
He gets out so much. It's wild. It's wild.
What's your next one?
Oh, next on my list is, last on my list is, I don't know how you're going to feel about this, honestly, but a sort of new obsession that I have that necessitated getting a subscription to SiriusXM is I am now a like devout listener of
John Hill,
Oh, I love John Hill, of course.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Jeff Lewis Live. Jeff Lewis's
daily
radio show is unmissable.
Yeah, he always has good guests. He's just kind of like he's perfect for radio.
He's
I think
perfect for radio.
Got a face for it. kind of nasty. Nasty little man.
So nasty and so rude.
Always mean to people.
Love it.
Kind of got that nasty little fucking attitude. Always has to apologize to people. Not once, but twice in the clubhouse as he has to apologize to a woman for being vile to her. One time he called.
Oh, God, I forgot that you're a Bethany apologist.
Brandi Glanville that her nether region stank or something like that. So she threw a drink on him on national television. He had to apologize to her. He made her cry on national TV. Then recently he was talking shit about Bethany. She didn't cry, though, because Bethany doesn't cry. Well, she cries.
Bethany was joking with him and having fun until her team told her that he wasn't being nice to her. And then she changed her mind. She was fine.
I don't know.
Until she saw a narrative and could run with it and then ran with it and called herself a victim to the extent that Andy and Jeff had to call and apologize to her because Bethany Frankel couldn't take it. It's ridiculous. She's performatively like the woman who can make a joke and potentially be the punchline of one. It's ludicrous to me. Ludicrous.
It's still fuck Jeff Lewis all day over here. Like, I don't give a fuck. I'm not watching his show.
It's very funny. His guests are great. Yes.
Twitter.
Yes.
I don't like him like that. but I'm happy. If you like it, I love it. It's 2023, so get your joy wherever you can. Even if it's in some dark,
corner of the web,
moist cave in OC, wherever the fuck he crawls out of to record that fucking show.
Oh, what my God. Miserable little man. Oh, my God. Wait, can I ask you, so last year, the theme of 2022 was like dumb and happy, right?
Dumb and happy.
What's 2023?
It's just like Die Hard 2. It's like Die Harder. It's just dumber, happier. It's like, it's just like we're doubling down. We're, cause it works so well. Like, honestly, when I knew less, the happier I was. So it's not about y'all. Like, it's not about not reading books and shit. Like, well, obviously, like, you gotta, like, you know, be in certain rooms where you can still have conversations at dinner parties about things, but don't know too much. Don't, like, yes, deep dive. Mm. Even if it comes to matters of the heart, like, don't go looking on his Instagram account and through his likes, because you know what you're going to find. Mm. So, like, know less and just be happy.
You know what's terrible? I don't think I knew until this moment that people go into Instagram and, like, check other people's likes.
That is, like, literally a thing for, like, some girls. Like,
I know followers.
Some guys that I know, but, like, or just, like, I'm saying, and lurking
followers.
In general, like, looking through,
yeah,
their
I
phone
lurk.
And
I
stuff
lurk.
Like that. Just
not,
like,
through phones, but through, yeah, to see what certain people are posting so I can hate them, yeah, forever.
Jennifer Aiden absolutely goes through Bill's phone.
You know.
I'm not saying that by fact, guys. I don't know that for fact, but I'm just, like, come on. Like.
Yeah, I would say probably the majority of the East Coast, New York, New Jersey probably has easy, quick access to their significant other's phone, yeah, everything. Just keeping tabs. Yeah. We don't fuck around.
Yeah.
We don't fuck around. What's next on your list? Do you have anything else?
That was the end of my list.
Oh, I love.
For now.
Yeah, same.
But I want to talk a bit about Summer House.
Yeah.
Last legs of the show.
Mm-hmm.
It's last leg. Mm-hmm. What used to be an enjoyable little kind of like summer excursion. And I'm not trying to tell you guys don't watch it, because obviously I'm going to watch the entire fucking season.
Mm.
But like, I've never been this angry at a cast of people.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. It's just after so many seasons of watching Amanda and Paige and Sierra, like, kind of every time a new girl shows up, come sit in our bed with us and gossip about Lindsay and about Danielle, mm-hmm, and just trying to like kind of like control the narrative of the show. Is Lindsay like a perfect person? Absolutely not. But that's kind of why I love her.
Mm.
But Lindsay aside, though, I feel like just from what I saw from this past season, or this past two episodes, or this past episode rather, is like that conversation at the dinner table where Kyle was just bad-mouthing Carl to the entire table, oy, ranting about him, talking about how he used to show up to work. Oh, by the way, I was going to name this episode Lines in the Sand.
Oh, that's no, terrible. I love it. Do it. 100%.
Can I do that?
100%. Yeah, you can do whatever you want. I think we yeah, all know that by now. You like go in your direction and we will follow. Is how we
I
feel.
I saw that they named the Summer House episode Line in the Sand, and I was like, no, lines in the yeah, sand. Hello.
Wow.
Because
missed opportunity.
Kyle starts talking to the entire dinner table about how Carl used to show up to work coked out of his mind, apparently. That's his words.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks about how he was always drunk at work and stuff like that. And I don't know. I found that to be like, obviously, that's no surprise to anybody that's been watching the show for, you know, but As an employer,
mm-hmm,
who would ever want to work for this person again? Who would want to invest in this company? Who would want to be friends with a person like this that would do this to someone that was so close to him? That's Carl's story to tell. And it's not really, and it's one thing for you to be a friend and say, oh, he used to just get blasted,
mm-hmm,
when we'd be somewhere at a party. But it's quite another for you to just like implicate his drug use and his work. And like his professional career.
Totally.
Because then now you're actually handicapping him in the future when he wants to go actually work somewhere else. Because it's one thing to say that someone had a drug problem. It's quite another to say that they used to come to work with it. That's, you know what I mean? That's an issue for me. I think that that's not an issue for me. That's I should say, that's the issue that I have with this whole scenario. I found that it was really distasteful, drunk or not. Oh, and that's what's really funny about the entire situation is that Kyle is slurring and wasted the entire time he's on this rant.
That was what was so tough, because I wondered, you know, I always feel about alcohol that it doesn't necessarily, with some people it might, but with most people it doesn't really change a person, it reveals them. And yeah, I wondered with Kyle, like, would he say this stuff if he hadn't been drinking? And the answer is he might, but some...
I think he would. He yeah, seems just like even a hot-tempered...
But the thing that I thought was interesting, someone posted this, I forget which account, but they posted a clip of Kyle and Carl talking about Carl's path to sobriety on the last season reunion. And they focused on a moment where Carl was talking about, like, you know, the winter was an incredibly difficult time. He was really, really struggling. And Kyle knew that and was there for him and I think helped him and supported him. And it was an incredible moment. They were both, I think, emotional, if I remember correctly. And I just saw this like little clip of it. And you think about that juxtaposed with this moment.
Yeah.
Where before it was like two people who were really united together and trying to, you know, help Carl get through this. And it, with the newest episode, with that moment, it was like, it felt like, I don't know, if I was Kyle, there's so many layers to this because he is the boss, but then it is a friendship. Yeah. But then you're saying, how dare this person be on Instagram, but you want him to do these events because he's well known. So it's like, it's so complicated. Plus they're filming a reality show. So maybe Kyle feels like he needs to bring it to an 11. But why is your first
inclination to use their sobriety against them in a hurtful way as a knife? You know what I mean? I just found that really like gross. And it says so much more about Kyle than it does about Carl.
And Kyle said that, like, I've been sitting on this for a year, which I was like, fuck me. Like, this happened however long ago. And you were like, and finally, I need to tell the world, whatever language it was. I'm like, don't hold on to stuff like that. This would be the
worst time to pull it out.
Right. That's a great point. When someone's like in a good space.
I thought that was really gross. I also think a lot of the conversation with the house right now about Lindsay and Carl is that they're boring. They go to sleep early. They're just... all that's happening is that they're growing up. And I think that what I notice about this show, particularly Amanda and Kyle, is that they look at their relationship with everybody in that house. Yeah. I think they all kind of look at Carl and Lindsay as being these train wrecks. And they liked them being kind of drunk and getting activated and fighting with everyone because they let them just
handle it. Yeah, be the center of the
mess of the show. And now that they see them growing up and maturing, they don't know how this makes it's like a mirror being held up to themselves, and they have an issue because now they're like, well, they're boring and we don't even have anything to talk about with them now. And it's really selfish. It's like they're not the entertainment for us anymore, so now we have an issue with it. Well, what's happening is that Carl and Lindsay are just growing up, and it's okay, and they should be allowed to be on this platform and show other parts of themselves. But you guys are just only wanting them to be one-dimensional characters that you can fit into your pocket and look at them and look at them as projects and be like, well, I'm making sure that Carl is employed and I'm making sure that Lindsay isn't going off the deep end. And I don't know. It's just like, it just seems like these are really toxic group of friends. And I think that it's showing me that, like, even though Lindsay and Carl are not perfect by any means.
Sure.
But I think that they're trying to improve themselves. And I think it's really fucking shitty that this group of friends that's known them this long won't let them just be great.
Do you think?
And won't give them the space to just like be grown-ups. You know, it's like.
Do you think that the cast has outgrown the concept that it like doesn't make sense for them? I think
that's too.
Yeah.
I think that's what's happening with Lindsay and Carl. I think they're just outgrowing the concept. But I think that if everyone was like good friends, they could still enjoy summer. And it doesn't have to be as raucous. If you remember the first couple of seasons, I mean, the stakes keep getting crazier and crazier. It's like throwing stuff and fighting. Mm-hmm. And it didn't used to be like that. Summer used to be cookouts and just some making out in a hot tub. Right. And it wasn't as like crazy. So we could do a return to the original concept where it was just, they could honestly get a whole new group of friends and it wouldn't really matter to me because there's so many groups of people that could be interesting in this concept. It's either this group in particular, I think, is just outgrowing it. And I think that it's like the opposite of what happened with Roni. Roni, they didn't invest in any new people because they kept saying every year after year, we have an entire cast of stars.
Right.
Well, what happens is they just becomes the only jobs that they have are this show and they don't have anything to talk about outside of it. But I think that's what's happening with this show, I think, is they've invested too much in the younger generation. Like they keep bringing on these. Like Sierra, I don't think is a reality star. She's not a star to me. Like, I don't find her that interesting. I actually find her to be pretty insecure, it seems. A lot of the arguments that she has with other women on the show, I don't know. But I don't know. Maybe if I'm not at liberty. I don't know. I guess I am at liberty to say because I'm a viewer. But it's like, she just like doesn't seem like a cool person to hang out with. And I don't really like find her to be that interesting besides throwing wine at Danielle. And Amanda's really not that interesting to me either. I don't know. Like... and Paige, I don't know. I just like, but I find Lindsay and Carl to be very dynamic characters. They've got a lot going on. They have a lot of backstory. So I feel like they've invested a lot in like who's Maya? Like, why is Maya having a second season?
I love Maya. And I thought, her conversation her. With Lindsay, I was like, yeah, good for you. Like, hold this person accountable if you feel like you've been mistreated. I thought she did a really good job.
There was literally no reason for her to be calling Lindsay a bitch for like just. Oh, it my was God. Weird.
It was. But I honestly, at that moment, I was like, she's speaking quickly because she feels like she's been mistreated and disrespected by this person who accused her of having romantic feelings for Carl, which just
that's
seems
what she says,
ridiculous.
But I don't think that that's what happened, though. Lindsay said that that's not at all what happened. I think it's a misinterpretation. Lindsay has an issue with someone sitting next to her in a car texting her boyfriend to go get high when she's like, dude, I'm not drinking to keep him sober and you're inviting him to go smoke? Fuck you. Like, it's incredibly disrespectful. Any way you chop it up.
I don't know where Carl was with pot, because I think that there was a period of time in which he was, you know, like he was working through if he wanted to be what they call like California.
And maybe Lindsay doesn't know. But that's the thing, is I think Lindsay was trying to at least protect him and make sure that.
But Maya doesn't, like, there's a way to communicate that to someone. Ideally, it's Carl. It's not necessarily Lindsay's job when it comes to like Maya's communication with her friend. But for it to go from 0 to 100, like the way that Maya said, like, I've never been spoken to the way that you spoke to me, I absolutely believe it. It doesn't mean I dislike Lindsay. It just means that like Lindsay has a sharp way of communicating, and she can get really loud that's literally just the volume of her voice. It's like the way she communicates is to be like really quick and really loud. And I think that can be, if someone was speaking to me, even if they were like coming from a space of trying to be protective and of their significant other, if someone was coming at me like that, I don't know how I would respond or feel. Like, I do think that there's like room for growth there that I don't know that Lindsay is interested in listening to. But to me, there could be no one better to have that conversation than Maya, who truly isn't looking to like fuck with Lindsay. Certainly not Carl. Like, she's just, you know, she has the right to say that she felt mistreated in that moment.
I mean, I guess, yeah, like of all the people, I guess I'd prefer, like, I mean, I guess maybe I'm ragging a little bit on Maya just because I hate the bed sore girls. I hate those girls.
I saw you posting that on Instagram before. I was screaming.
Y'all don't know, the bed sore girls are the group of girls that just lay in bed all summer in soggy bikini bottoms.
Why don't
and
they
just get
unpack?
The duvet cover all
as
wet
you said on IG, weird. I don't understand the unpacking of it all. Why don't you unpack?
But going back to Maya and Lindsay, yeah. I think that what happens is, you know, it's what the magical word of the day is, nuance. I guess two things can be true at the same time. Mm-hmm. They're both probably a little right. You know what
totally.
I mean?
Totally.
And I think that as long as they're adults about it, everyone can stay.
Yeah. And it makes me wonder, like, with the cast being what it is, aside from these like newbies from Winter House who they keep shoving in, which I don't watch Winter House, unfortunately, so I don't know who the fuck some of these people are. But I wish that we could get more of this city in this. I think part of the issue is they're just being schlepped to the Hamptons. But these are people, like, I want to see Kyle work more with Amanda, because then it'll make me understand more the pressure he's under. We only see
it
his explosion. We don't see the actual work.
And it would have been interesting to see all the stuff that led up to the Carl Kyle stuff.
Totally.
Like, if you got their weekday
missing meetings, whatever, not giving notice. Like, let's see those moments.
I think that Summer House eventually gets a reboot. I think that they're never going to get rid of the concept because it's so easy.
You think?
It's a cheap show to film, too. It's so cheap.
I would rather them put the city back in with some of these people than completely recast it. Because I like
a lot of the cast. Or maybe they give
a lot of the
cast. Who knows?
Maybe they do. Why don't they do City House? I know that sounds like, no, that's a terrible name. Like, that's a terrible name. Let's not do that. But like some sort of thing where it's following these people, and maybe they still go to the Hamptons on the weekend, or maybe in the middle of shooting, you know, they go for a week or two or something. Like,
It doesn't
have to be only the Hamptons, because that's not the reality of these people's lives. And if it is, if the only thing that some of these people are doing now is reality TV, well, that'll be made clear.
Yeah. Real quick, I want to veer off.
Please.
Just on the topic of nuance. I want to talk about people being able to chew and chew gum and walk at the same time. Online, they cannot fully comprehend that you can possibly agree with something that Melissa Gorga said, but not be. I think it's specifically the Teresa Giudice fandom is like incredibly. I used to like think that like it's okay, it's fine.
But
I'm starting to like, and it's like I still do like Teresa. I think that she's like a great housewife, but like, you know, maybe time to like kind of hang it up on the show.
Do you think so? Happy.
Maybe not about like, it's not because I think that she's boring, but I think that her life is like pretty perfect outside of this show. So why would you keep
selling
on the show? Cause I don't think that Joe Gorga and Melissa Gorga are going anywhere as a brand. I don't think that they're ever going to like, Bravo is going to get rid of, you think that they would get rid of them?
I'm giving eyes because I don't see a future in which these people can really ever communicate for a long period of time. They're not going to film together. And I do not think that is, I'm not saying, you know, someone should go, who should go or who should stay, but I think everyone is agreeing that they need a break. And I think the connective thread there is then one of these people should not be in the cast next season. It just, it doesn't make sense to have warring factions where you're not able to
I think the
Gorgas
interact.
Stay. Wow. You know, Teresa's like one of the most valuable housewives to, I think, the network and in the eyes of the network, regardless of how you feel about her. It would be surprising to me.
I would.
She has so much job security.
Take her off and put her on girls trips because she likes doing that more, she said.
Yeah, but that you're not going to. The amount of money that she makes filming for however many months versus 8 days. Yeah. Even on an island, she's not going to get close to it. And she's the primary breadwinner for her family because
so
of Louis's weird job. I think that that's possible. I don't know what, I do not want to be one of those people in with the production company or the network right now, because if these people, if these women cannot be on the same stage for a panel at BravoCon, when typically housewives are like on their best behavior, it's like a PR move, or you're being extra because you know it'll get, you know, attention. If they can't even sit on the same stage together, I do not see them filming past the reunion.
What a headache to be on this fucking cast.
I literally do not. I feel bad for, like, honestly, production of the, I don't know how you deal with it. I don't have any recommendations, or I you know, am entranced with this season so far, I have to say.
Let's dig into it like it's a calzone. I want to talk about that. I want to talk about the two new girls. I want to talk about Cocaine Barbie versus Adriana. I want to talk about Julia throwing ice for some reason on Marisol. I want to talk about all those things.
Oh my god, Cocaine Barbie. It took me a second to remember that it was the Netflix. Oh my god.
Tell the people about the podcast. Do you have any special guests coming up that we should know about? You always have really good guests.
Well, thank you. Special guests coming up. I mean, guests are typically comedians, editors, housewives, prominent Bravoholics, content creators. The pod itself is all about discussing the psychology behind the housewives. So it's really, we call it a mix between C-SPAN and Ayanla Fix My Life, where it's really like unpacking, you know this, you've been on so many times, like it's really unpacking the behavior. We could focus on a moment from an episode for however long it takes. It's really about like connecting.
Yeah, it's not really a recap.
No, not at all. It's really about discussing our own interpretation of the behavior that we're watching on screen, and intent versus impact and all of that good stuff. So AG comes out twice a week, and you can listen to it wherever you listen to your favorite podcast like this one. And follow me on Instagram at Dame Galley. Lot of housewife stuff, lot of shoe culture, lot of Manolo work. Get to see some shots of the Clawfuss.
Can't wait for the new Ian Just Like That.
Oh, I can. I can wait for that.
I can wait
for that. I can't wait to see what Miranda has fucked up with her behind the scenes directing on the upcoming season.
You guys know where to find me on social media, Pet Shop Boy on Instagram. Go to patreon.com/thebelist to get the bonus episode of this. We are going to continue the conversation. We're going to talk about the best franchise that is currently out, Real Housewives of Miami. You already know what the deal is. I want to talk about the two new girls on New Jersey.
Yes. I want to get your thoughts.
And Jen Fessler, who was robbed.
The way that Jen Fessler downed that mozzarella, I was like, this woman is a queen. Love. This woman is a queen. Love. Thank you so much for having me back. This was so much fun.
Thank you for being here. Well, you're not going anywhere. You're going to the bonus. Go to the B-side, guys. Love you. Bye.